翰福音第十章，我们从十一节读到十八节。
John chapter 10, we read from verse 11 to verse 18.
第约翰福音第十章十一节，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。故宫不是牧人，羊也不是他自己的，他看见狼来就撇下羊逃走，狼抓住羊赶上了羊群，故宫逃走是因他是故宫，并不顾虑。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我，正如父认识我，我也认识父一样，并且我为羊舍命。我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍的，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。我们再看二十七节到三十节。
Then we read from verse 27 to 30.
我用中文读，也没有弟兄用英文读。
First read in Chinese and then in English.
二十七节，我的羊听我的声音，我也认识他们，他们也跟着我。
My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me.
我又赐给他们永生，他们永不灭亡。谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand.
我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
我与父仍为一。
I and the Father are one.
几个月我们都是讲到耶稣是好牧人。
Throughout this month we have been talking about our Lord Jesus is the good shepherd.
我们第一次讲到耶稣是真的牧人。
The first time we talked about that he is the true shepherd.
真的牧人来是给整一个强盗来对比。
And then it's comparing that the thieves and robbers to him.
从门进去的才是羊的牧人。
And those who enter through the gate will be the shepherd.
第二次我们在这里讲的就是耶稣说我是好牧人。
And then the second time we talk about Jesus said I am the good shepherd.
好牧人有几个条件。
There are certain qualifications for the good shepherd.
好牧人乃是要为羊舍命。
First one is that the good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep.
若是故宫，他就不肯为羊舍命。
If he is the high hand, then he will not be willing to lay down his life.
并且他要认识他的羊。
And then also he will know his sheep.
如同父认识他，他认识父一样。
Just as the father has known him and he knows his father.
好牧人，并且他就是门。
And also the good shepherd will be the gate.
主耶稣应许我们说，他来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
And Jesus promised us that he came that, that we might have life and have it to the full.
他说，我就是门，凡从我进来的必然得救，并且出入得草吃。
He said, I am the gate, and those who enter through me will have salvation.And also will have food to eat when they come in and out.
那今天我们最后一次就要看看耶稣是一个大牧人。
And today we want to see that Jesus is the chief shepherd.
这个大牧人不是在这一段里面说他是大牧人。
And it's not mentioned in this passage that he is the chief shepherd.
但是我们听到主耶稣所说的话，我们看到希伯来书第十三章二十节的时候，我就给他定下这一段是 大牧人。
But then it's through the words of our Lord Jesus, especially in Hebrew 13, that I want to put this theme down as that Jesus is the chief shepherd.
实在这一段的圣经是非常的简单。
This passage is very simple.
我们现在可能不大了解。
We may not understand it right now.
当时以色列人应该是非常的平凡的，生活上可以了解这一段的圣经。
But it's the normal lives of the Israelites at the time, and they are able to understand this passage.
我虽然有一点了解牧羊跟羊的关系。
Even though I understand a little bit the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep.
但是当我预备的时候，我就觉得越想越多。
But as I preparing the message and as I meditate on it, I have more to think about.
我就试看用什么样最简单的方式让弟兄姊妹能够了解。
I was thinking, what is the simplest way that I can help you understand this passage?
但是我越预备，我觉得越困难。
But then I find it more difficult.
这实实在在里面有很多很多的含义。
Because there are many meanings in this passage.
主也是自己介绍自己给我们。
And our Lord is introducing himself to us.
让我们知道说他是我们的好牧人。
So that we know that he is the good shepherd.
我们是他草场的羊。
And we are the sheep of his pasture.
我们又是他手下的民。
And also the people of his nation.
我说到这里，我就常常就想到我们的神是一个与我们同在的神。
他不单是与我们同在，他也是住在我们内心的神。Not only he is with us, he also dwells in our hearts.
我们一次的得着了我们的主耶稣基督，远远的我们得着他。
Once we receive our Lord Jesus Christ, then we will receive him for eternity.
我们虽然有时候会走迷了路，但是感谢神的恩典，他总是把我们寻回来。是我们的神乃是寻找我们的神。
So our God is the one who seeks us out.
他不但是寻找我们的神，他也是引导我们一生的主。
Not only that he will seek us out, he will also lead us for our life.
也可以说他是一生牧养我们的神。
Or the God who will shepherd us for our life.
所以我就常常想到真正的理想的政治乃是神的政治。
So I was thinking the most ideal politics will be God's politics.
真的神的政治乃是一个牧羊的政治。
And the politics will be about the shepherd.
我们若是更多人来读他的话的时候，我们更欣赏到我们这位神实在是我们的带领。
As we meditate on his word more, then we thought we can think about that, he is our guidance.
是我们的生命。
He is our life.
是我们的丰富。
And he's our abundance.
也是成了我们的保障。
And becomes our guarantee.
让我们跟随他。
May we follow him.
让我们开我们的耳朵能够听见他的声音。
So that we can hear his voice with our ears.
让我们开我们的心门愿意来接受他。
And open up our heart to
他的恩典，他的救恩是非常简单的。
His salvation is very simple.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人。
Those who receive him are those who believe in him.
他就赐给他们权柄做神的恩。
He will give them the right to be the children of God.
但是今天我们特别要讲到，看到十六节到十八节。
So today we will focus on verse 16 to 18.
在这里耶稣说，我另外有羊不在这圈里的。
Jesus said, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen.
我必领他们来。
I must bring them also.
他们也要听我的声音。
And they too will listen to my voice.
并且要合成一群。
And there will be one flock.
归一个牧人了。
And one shepherd.
在这里有两个部分的羊。
There are two kinds of sheep here.
一群的羊乃是曾经被关在圈里的。
And one group of the sheep are enclosed in the sheep pen.
当他来的时候，他就把 几个羊领出来，领出羊圈。
So when he came, he will took this sheep out of the sheep pen.
以后他就成了羊的门。
And then he became the gate of the sheep pen.
这是也可以说是旧约时代神的羊。
And we can talk about these are the sheep belong to the Old Testament.
但是感谢神差遣他的儿子成了弥赛亚牧羊的人，要把羊领出来。
But thank God that God sent His Son to become the shepherd for the sheep to lead this sheep out.
脱离了犹太教的捆绑。
To escape from the bondage of the Jewish Judaism.
也是脱离了那一个律法的捆绑。
To be free from the bondage of the law.
叫他们能够紧紧的跟随这位我们所相信的主耶稣。
So we can follow closely to the Lord Jesus we believe in.
这是许许多多像使徒们，像十二个使徒，七十个门徒，一百二十个人曾经在耶路撒冷，这许多人都是他的羊。
Just like those 12 disciples, the 70 and the 120, all these disciples are his sheep.
他要使用这许多的羊来带领其他的羊群。
And he will use these sheep to lead the other sheep.
如同神拣选摩西亚人来带领以色列人离开埃及，进到旷野的地方。
Just like God chose Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness.
也是正如神拣选大卫，他是神的羊，但是拣选大卫从羊圈里出来，而来带领以色列整个的民族。
And just like God chose David that he is the sheep, but then God chose him that he will lead the rest of the people.
但是常常的我们又回到哪一个捆绑的里面。
But many times we go back into the bondage.
本来那个律法是好的，以色列人就定了，法利赛人就定了很多律法的规条，把他们捆住在那个羊圈的里面。
The law was good, but then the Israelites, the Pharisees, had created so many rules to bind them back into the law.
但是我们的神乃是叫我们在他的恩典的里面得着了自由，得着了释放。
But God wants us to have the freedom in His grace.
弟兄姊妹，真正的福音不是来捆绑人。
The true gospel is not to bind people.
真正的基督的教会，基督的羊群不是羊圈。
And the true sheep as a Christian are not the sheep pen.
但是已经在羊圈的里面，我们的主乃是要把他们领出来，得着了释放，得着了自由。
But if they are in the sheep pen, our Lord will lead them out so that they can have freedom.
他们得着的自由不是无路可走，他乃是要紧紧的跟随这个牧人而走。
After they leave the sheep pen, it's not that they don't have other way to go, they can follow the shepherd.
但是他另外还有一群的羊。
But then he had another fold of the sheep.
这一群的羊可以说以前他没有羊圈的。
And these sheep, you can say that they don't have any sheep pen to go to.
他没有神的律法。
They don't have the law of God.
他也没有神的应许。
And they don't have the promise of God.
他跟犹太人完全不一样。
They are different than the Israelites.
那这许多人可以说是外邦人。
And we can call them the Gentiles.
但是外邦人也是神所要拣选的。
And, but the Gentiles are also chosen by God.
我们常常说神拣选的以色列人。
We always say God chose the Israelites.
但是神也借着耶稣基督叫我们能够在基督里能够被拣选。
But God also chooses us in Christ Jesus.
所以神有两种的拣选。
So there are two choosing in God.
神拣选犹太人乃是地上的一个应许，地上的祝福。
That God choose in with the blessing on the earth.
神在基督里拣选这许多的非犹太人，可以说是外邦人，但是是在基督里面得着了那个属灵的福分。
And God also choose these non-Jews or the Gentiles.So that they can receive the blessing spiritually.
所以主耶稣要把这许许多多的羊要带回来。
So our Lord Jesus will take all these other sheep back.
但是带回来不是带到羊圈的里面,
but not to take them back into the sheep pen.
乃是在给从羊圈里出来的哪一群的羊合在一起,
but to take them so that they will be united with the sheep that was taken out of the sheep pen.
弟兄姊妹,可能我讲到这里的时候,你们很难了解。
Brother and sister, maybe it's hard to understand here.
你就想到,哎,我现在想不通了。
That maybe I cannot think about it.
但是这是非常非常重要的。But
this is very important.
所以我必须借助这一个最后的一次机会给弟兄谈到这个问题。
So I want to use this last opportunity to talk about this with you.
因为在这里,主也是自己说, 我另外有羊,不是在圈里的。
It's just like Jesus said here, I have other sheep that are not of the sheep pen.
我必须领他们来,
I must bring them also.
他们也要听我的声音,
they too will listen to my voice.
并且要合成一群,
and they shall be one flock.
他们没有不是带到羊圈的里面,
not to take them into the sheep pen.
他乃是要合成一群,
but they are to become one flock.
能够在我们的主耶稣基督的带领之下,
into the guidance of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他要成了我们的大牧人,
to become our chief shepherd.
我们永远的可以跟随他,
so we can follow him for eternity.
这是神的心意,
this is the heart of God.
我想我不能够讲其他的,
I don't think I can talk about other things.
因为我又想到, 在我的纲要的里面要弟兄姊妹更多的了解我就分成四个段落,
but I want you to be able to understand it more, so I have four sessions in this particular outline.
第一个就是父神的心意,
the first one is the purpose of God.
我们了解父神的心意不是单单为着犹太人,
and it's not only for the Jews,
它乃是为着整个的人类,
but for the whole human race.
所以我们看到 使徒保罗在提摩太前书第一章十五节,
so we can see from Apostle Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 15,
他说基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人,
he said Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners,
在罪人中我是一个罪魁,
of whom I am the worst,
然而我没有怜悯,
yet I have received the grace.
我们常常有时候替神打抱不平,
and many times we take offense for God.
我们说怎么样的神要拯救罪人, 他临死以前他悔改他也就救了,
how come God will save the sinner just before the sinner died, then he also was saved.
他一生做了许多的坏事,
he has done so many bad things in his life,
但是神还是要拯救他,
and yet God wants to save himself.
在这里我们就看到我们的神乃是要拯救罪人的神,
well, here we see that our God is the one who will save sinners.
他乃是要怜悯这许多的失散的人,
he will have mercy on all these who are lost.
所以第二个我们要看到米他甚至预言到弥赛亚来的时候他要做什么事情,
and second we can see that when Messiah comes, what kind of things that he will do.
所以第二段的里面我就讲到米赛亚的职分,
so I put it down here as the office of Messiah.
也可以说基督他来到地上他到底要做什么事,
or we can say what kind of things will Christ do on this earth.
我们的主耶稣一生没有走很多的地方,
our Lord Jesus had not gone to many places in his life,
他就都在那个巴勒斯坦的地方,
and it's around the area of Palestine.
不过有时候他到了
and then sometimes he will go as far as Tyre and Sidon.
他到了推罗西顿, 到了底加波利,
and when he comes to Decapolis,
他到了利比亚,
and went to Libya.
所以不是很多的到外邦的境界,
and have not been to many other places.
但是他的福音乃是要传遍普天下,
but the gospel are to be preached to the whole world.
特别在以赛亚里面常常预言到结尾的神的忠心的仆人他乃是要成了外邦人的光,
so in Isaiah I have prophesied that this Lord will become the light to the foreigners.
在以赛亚四十二章第一节说，看啊，我的仆人，他必将公理传给外邦。
In Isaiah 42 it says, Behold my servant, he will preach the gospel to the Gentiles, to the foreigners.
在第六节说到，我使你做著名的尊宝，做外邦人的光。
And verse 8 said, I will be, you will be the mediator for the Gentiles, and then you will be the light to them.
以赛亚预言到，弥赛亚要成了外邦的光。
So Isaiah prophesied that, that he will become the light to the foreigners.
但是同时他也说到，有以色列人，他也要做外邦人的光。
It also mentioned that the Israelites also will be the light to the Gentiles.
但是当很可惜，当时的以色列人并没有做外邦人的光。
But regretfully, the Israelites at the time did not become the light to the foreigners.
但是渐渐的，我们看到福音的传遍的传到外邦的时候，就极度的犹太人，犹太人也慢慢的回转到神的面前。
But as we see the gospel being preached to the Gentiles, the heart of the Jews are slowly turning back.
当犹太人相信主耶稣以后，他就愿意为主耶稣做见证。
And as the Jews become Christians, they are willing to become the witnesses for our Lord Jesus.
并且他的见证特别是有效。
And their witness testimony are effective.
他是特别的真实。
Because it's true.
我想每一年有很多的弟兄准备到西岸去聚会。
I think many of you go to the West Coast for a meeting every year.
我每次听到南培德弟兄讲道的时候。
And when we heard about the preaching of Lance Lambert,
他是一个犹太人相信的耶稣。
He's a Jew who had become a Christian.
我就特别的欢喜他的信息。
And I like his message especially.
因为他是很清清楚楚的知道说，到底我们主耶稣的话语到底是什么意思。
Because he clearly understands the meaning of our Lord Jesus' words.
所以犹太人也要做外邦人的。
So the Jews will become the light to the Gentiles.
好像我们的主耶稣在约翰福音第八章第十二节说，我就是世上的光。
Just like in John 8, Jesus said that I am the light to the world.
但是在马太福音第五章十三节，主耶稣告诉门徒说，你们是世上的光，你们是地上的盐。
And our Lord Jesus in Matthew 5 said that you are the light to the world and you are the salt to the earth.
这是我们的责任。
And this is our responsibility.
这是我们的见证。
And this is our testimony.
但是我们的神的心意乃是要招普天下的人回到他的面前。
And the purpose of God is to call all these people back to him.
我们的主耶稣基督乃是要全人类成了他的羊。
And our Lord Jesus wants the whole human race to become his lamb.
在他的里面合而为一。
To be united with him.
所以主耶稣说，我另外有羊。
That's why our Lord Jesus said, I have another fold of sheep.
不是在这圈里的。
And not belonging in this sheep pen.
我必须领他们来。
And I must bring them also.
他们也要听我的声音。
And they too will listen to my voice.
并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
And become one flock under one shepherd.
我想这是今天早上的主要的话语。
I think this is the main theme that I have today.
他要领另外的羊。
He will take this other fold.
跟那个圈里面领出来的羊。
And to whip the sheep from the sheep pen.
要合成一群。
That they will be become one flock.
归一个牧人。
Under one shepherd.
这个牧人乃是我们所相信的主耶稣。
And this shepherd is the Lord Jesus we believe in.
他不但是真的牧人。
Not only he is the true
shepherd. 他也是好的牧人。
He's also the good shepherd.
他更是大的牧人。
More so he's the chief shepherd.
那我先用一点的时间来解释十七节十八节。
Let me use a little time to explain verse 17 and 18.
因为我想也我就自己想怎么样的可以讲得清楚。
Because I was thinking how I can explain this clearly.
所以大概我的纲要的一直在改变。
So my outline has changed.
我自己的那个预备也是在哪个地方改变。
And my preparation has also been changing.
但是我总是尽可能能够希望弟兄姊妹能够了解主耶稣的话语。
But I want to do my best so that brothers and sisters can understand the word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
讲到一个归群，归一个牧人，那我要先把十七节、十八节解释一下。
To become one flock, then I need to explain verse 17 and 18.
让我们再读一遍。
Let's read that together again.
他说：“我父爱我，因我将命舍去。”好再取回来，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的，我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来，这是我从我父所受的命令。
That the reason my father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and have authority to take it up again.This command I received from my father.
在这里有一句话，开头的话，主耶稣说：“我父爱我。”
And he started this paragraph with, "My father loves me."
一切整个宇宙的转变
the change in the whole universe.
一切的救赎的那个计划
and the plan of this redemption.
一切的救赎的历史。
In the history of the redemption,
都是根据到这一句话。
It's all basing on this.
主耶稣说：“我父爱我。”
It says, "My father loves me."
父怎么样爱子
？How does the father love the son?
我们可以在其他的，就是在约翰福音里面可以找出有几个地方说到父给儿子的关系。
In even the book of John, we can see many passages about the relationship between the father and the son.
我们不得不承认父，我们所相信的父神。
We have to acknowledge the father that we believe in.
我们说他是圣父。
We said that he's the holy father.
我们也不得不承认说这个儿子，神的儿子。
And we have to acknowledge the son of God also.
我们称他说他是圣子。
He's the Holy Son.
我们也不得不承认有圣灵住在我们的心中，圣灵在我们的当中。
We also cannot deny that the Spirit are among us.
圣灵给我们的生命。
And the Spirit has given us the life.
我们说这是圣灵。
And we said this is the Holy Spirit.
圣父是谁？
The Holy Father is God.
圣子也是神。
The Holy Son is also God.
圣灵也是神。
And the Holy Spirit is also God.
我们从来没有看见过父，看不见。
We never seen the Father.
当我们若是看的时候，我们可能就要毁灭。
If we do see, then we will be destroyed.
因为他的荣耀，我们受不了。
Because we cannot bear his glory.
我们也看不见圣灵。
And we cannot see the Holy Spirit.
但是我们可以经历到圣灵。
But we can experience the Holy Spirit.
但是感谢我们的父神。
So thank our God.
他差遣他的儿子来到地上。
He sent his son to this earth.
他道成了肉身，成了你我一样的人。
He became flesh, becomes man just like you and I.
所以我们可以看见他。
So that we can see him.
我们可以听见他。
We can hear him.
我们可以摸到他。
We can touch him.
我们可以在他的身上。看见了乃为看不见的神。
So we can see the God that through him.
我们领受了曾经住在他身上的圣灵，也可以住在我们的心中。
Such that the Holy Spirit can be in us.
这是神的奥秘。
And this is the mystery of God.
这是神奇妙的作为。
And this is the wonderful work of God.
这是叫我们可以得着了丰生命，并且可以得到更丰盛。
This is how we can receive life and have it to the full.
这一切都根据到这一句话说，我父爱我。
All these are basing because he said, my father loves me.
所以我就说到这父神的爱。
So I'm thinking about the love of our Holy Father.
但是约翰福音常常讲的父神的爱，耶稣的爱，他爱我们的爱也像父爱他的爱一样的。
Think about that Jesus' love for us is just like the Father's love for him.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们不了解父神的爱，
If we don't understand the love of God the Father,
我们的信心可能就是不稳固,
and then our faith will not be stable.
一直等到我们了解了父神的爱,
until we understand the love of the Holy Father,
祂如何的, 主耶稣如何的爱你我,
how our Lord Jesus loves you and I,
正像父神爱他一样的,
just like the Father loves him.
这是何等的宝贵,
and this is very precious.
这是何等的丰富,
and this is very glory.
这是何等的贵重,
and this is very important.
让我们能够愿意能够得到的这个恩典,
so that we can receive this grace.
让我们也能够紧紧地抓住这个恩典,
we pray that we will hold on to this grace.
让我们也能够常常要保守神所赐给我们的恩典,
to preserve the grace that God has given us.
并且我们要追求要得到的更
and to pursue after this abundant life.
我仍然说,
and again, I say the Christians are not just maybe on the outside they are gentle.
他,
and may, but on the inside they are very strong.
And
maybe you can say the Christian doesn't know much.
但是感谢神在他的话语里面叫我们
but we can know a lot of things that other people cannot through his words. So I'm talking about the love of the Father.
我举几个例子,
let me give you an example. We can see from John chapter 3 verse 35, and there is a reviewing of this love.
我们常常说爱看不见, 太抽象,
many times we said that love is too abstract, we cannot see it.
但是耶稣就说到父爱我的时候, 每一次讲到父爱子的时候, 都是有很具体的表现。
But every time that when Jesus said the Father loves me, then there will be very practical revelation of it.
在约翰福音3章35节说, 父爱子已将万有交在他的手中。
John 3:35 said the Father loves the Son and has placed everything in his hands.
在5章20节说, 父爱我, 将自己所做的一切事, 指给他看。
In chapter 5, verse 20, for the Father loves the Son and show him all he does.
他还要将比这更大的事指示我。
Yes, to your amazement, he will show him even greater things than these.
所以在耶稣在 约翰福音15章第9节就说, 我爱你们, 正如父爱我一样。
And in John chapter 15 it says, I love you all just like the Father loves me.
以后在34节说, 我, 你们要彼此相爱, 我怎样爱你们, 你们也要怎样的彼此相爱。
And then later on in verse 34 it said that you are to love one another just like how I my Father loves me, you are to do the same.
父爱子就好像亚伯拉罕的信仰，亚伯拉罕爱以撒一样。
The Father loves the Son just like Abraham loves his Son.
他把一切的财产，一切所有的都要给以撒。
He gave all his possession to Isaac.
但是以撒不是就是尽管得到他父亲亚伯拉罕的产业。
Isaac not only will receive all the possession from his father Abraham, and Isaac is a very obedient child.
我们看到创世纪第20章,
we can see from Genesis 20 that Abraham is sacrificing Isaac.
这里我们看到亚伯拉罕年老的时候得的儿子，但是他把最宝贵的应用献在神的面前。
Even though this is a child that he had from the old age, he's willing to dedicate that to God.
另外一方面我们看到以撒这个儿子他愿意顺服父亲把他献给神。
On the other hand, we can see that this son is willing to be obedient to be sacrificed.
但最后我们看见他得到了拯救。
But at the end, we see that there is salvation.
他经过这样的顺服, 亚伯拉罕经过这样的爱神的奉献, 他经历了主耶稣的复活的正道。
through this obedience and through the love that Abraham for the Father, that they can receive this resurrection salvation.
所以我们看到父的爱和子的顺服。
So we can see the love of the Father and the obedience of the Son.
整个约翰福音去看的时候，有两个重点。
If you look, read from the book of John, there are two important points.
第一个重点看到我们的父神如何的爱他的儿子。
The first emphasis is how the Father loves his Son.
第二个我们可以看到这个他的儿子，他的爱子如何的要顺服那天父。
And the second, we can see this Son, how he obeyed his Heavenly Father.
虽然他是一体的,
even though they are united as one, before creation, they have the same power and same position. But as he is willing to become flesh, then he is willing to obey to the will of the Father.
我想我没有时间再很仔细的去把这个真理讲出来。
I don't think I have any time to explain this in detail about this truth.
我想我们就很快地读一段的圣经。
Let's quickly read a passage.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
在这里看到爱子如何的得着了父神的爱。
Here we can see how the beloved Son received the love of the Father.
我以前常常讲到神的儿子有三个不同的一个表明。And
I always said that the Son of God had three different representations.
我们的信仰乃是信耶稣是基督是神的儿子。
And we believe that Jesus is Christ, is the Son of God.
这是我们最基本的信仰。
This is the most basic belief we have.
这是彼得承认，也是问门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
And this is Peter's answer when Jesus asked, "Who do you think I am?"
彼得说：“你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。”
And Peter said, "You are Christ. You are the Son of the ever-living God."
我们看到有另外的门徒，他有没有这样的承认？
And do we see other disciples have this kind of evidence? Nathaniel, as he was called by Jesus, Nathaniel said, "You are the king of the Jews, and you are the Son of God."
若是我们读到约翰福音第十一章，马大和玛利亚。
And we can read from also Matthew chapter 11.
他的弟弟死了。His
brother died.
四天以后，耶稣才来到伯大尼。And
after 4 days, Jesus came to Bethany.
是他们有点埋怨，两个姊妹一样的话说：“主啊，你若是早到这里，我兄弟必不死。”The
two sisters have the same complaint that the Lord Jesus, you have been here early, my brother would not have died.
我们的主耶稣告诉马大、玛利亚说：“我是生命，我是复活。”And
our Lord Jesus tells them that I am the life, I am the resurrection.
生命在我，复活也在我。Life
is in me, and resurrection is in me.
信我的人虽然死了，他必定要复活。Those
who believe in me, even though they die, they will rise again.
活的人信我的，他在末日也要复活。And
those who believe in me and live, and he will see me again.
你是基督，你是神的儿子。
And then they acknowledge him as you are Christ, you are the Son of the Son of God.
所以我们也了解神儿子的意义。
So we need to understand the Son of God, the meaning of Son of God.
我们了解神的爱，父神的爱。
To understand the love of God.
所以这一个神的儿子乃是神的独生子。
And this Son of God is the only Son of God.
这是约翰福音第三章第三章十六节。
And it's what John 3:16 had mentioned to us.
也是第一章第十八节告诉我们。
Or chapter 1 verse 18.
他说从来没有人看见过神，唯独从父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
He said no one has seen God, but only through the only Son that he has been revealed to us.
约翰福音3:26节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。 叫一些信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
In John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave the only begotten Son, for that those who believe in him should not perish but have eternal life.
有的人就问说，谁怎么生儿子？
So people will ask, how can God have son?
他没有太太怎么会生儿子？
He doesn't have a wife, how can he have son?
我们看看一人的观念来讲到圣经的道理。
And we are using our own mind trying to understand the word of God.
写一个独生子也可以翻译作他是独生神。
And this, the only begotten son is also can be the only God.
他唯一的神坐在父神的旁边。
It's the only God that's seated on the right hand side of God to be with God.
那第二个说到神的儿子，他是神的爱子。
So secondly, when we talk about the Son of God, he is the beloved Son.
第三个就是说到他是长子。
And thirdly, we talk about this, he is the first.
那在希伯来书第一章。
That was mentioned in Hebrew chapter 1.
那现在我们就是看到他的爱子如何的父神爱他。
Now we can look at the beloved Son, how God loves him.
我就很快地读下去。
And I want to read this quickly.
就是哥罗西书第一章节十五节。
This is in first, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 15.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
And the beloved son is the representation of the invisible God.
他是首生的。
He is the firstborn.
在一切被造的以先。
He is created before anything else.
十六节，因为万有就是靠他造的。
For by him all things were created.
无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible.Whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him.
他在万有之前。
He is before all things.
万有也靠他而立。
And in him all things hold together.
他也是教会全体之首。
And he is the firstborn from, he is the head of the body.
他是原始。
He is the beginning.
他是从死里首生复生的。
Is the firstborn from among the dead.
使他可以在凡事上居首位。
So that he, in everything he might have supremacy.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him.
既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平。
And through him to reconcile to himself all things.
便借着他叫万有无论是地上的天上的都与自己和好了。
Whether things on earth or things in heaven by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
所以这里我们看到父神把一切所有的都给了这个爱子。
So we can see that God has given everything into this beloved son.
所以我们的主也是说父爱子。
So our Lord Jesus said, the Father loved the Son.
好像我们看到父爱子为什么爱他呢？因为他将命舍去，好再取回来。
So why does the father love the son? Because he laid down his life only to pick it up again.
十八节说，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
In verse 18, no one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again.
好像我们的主耶稣，他舍了自己的生命。他又可以拿回来，所以父神才爱他。
It seems that our Lord Jesus has laid down his life and he has authority to take it again, and that's why the Father loves him.
如果说我们读到哥罗西书第一章刚刚十五节开始下来的时候，我们就觉得这是必然发生的事情。
And especially when we read from Colossians earlier, that it seems that that's something that will happen for sure.
其实在创世以前，父就爱他。
The Father loves him before all creation.
在神永恒的计划的里面，已经把一切都要交在这个爱子的手中。
He had given him all things in his eternal plan.
并且把一切的丰富、丰盛都放在 他的爱子的里面。
Giving him all the abundance in the Son.
弟兄，我们若是得着了基督。
Brothers, if we have received Christ,
我们也得着了父神给我们耶稣基督的一切。
We also will receive everything that our God will give us.
我们若是接受了我们的主耶稣基督。
If we have received our Lord Jesus Christ,
我们也是接受了神一切的丰富。
We will receive all the abundance from God.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
这是基督的丰富。
This is the abundance of Christ.
这是基督徒的丰富。
And this is the abundance of Christians.
这是教会的丰富。
This is the abundance of the church.
神的奥秘就是基督。
And that is the mystery is the church.
基督的奥秘就是教会。
And the mystery of Christ is the church.
但是在教会的里面不是单为着犹太人。
But the church is not just for the Jews.
在教会的里面你我也有份。
And you and I will be part of the
church. 凡信靠主耶稣的人。
Those who believe,
无论任何的民族都是不分的。
And there's no difference regardless of race.
无论贫富也不分的。
There's no difference regardless of race.
在基督里面没有阶级。
There's no class difference.
在基督里面没有贫富之分。
There's no rich or poor in Christ.
在基督里面完全是在主的爱的里面。
And in Christ, there's only in love.
我想我没有时间再说下去。
I don't think I have time to continue to speak on this.
那我们看到子的顺服。
Then we see the obedience of the Son.
那特别是在以弗所第二章刚刚我们所读的。
Especially in Ephesians, we have read it earlier.
我们怎样的可得着了神的恩典。
How can we receive the grace of God?
都是因着我们主耶稣的顺服。
Because of the obedience of our Lord Jesus.
他顺服以至于死。
His obedience to the point of death.
且死在十字架上。
Even to the point of the cross.
若是你们回去的时候，从十三节读到十六节。
If you go back, you can read from 13 to 16.
在这几节的圣经里面，有四次的讲到两下两下。
And in this short passage, four times we talk about between the two.
这个两下合而为一。
To unite between the two.
拆除了一切的隔断的墙。
Destroy all the barrier.
这两下借着他自己成了一个新人。
And the truth between the two have become a new being.
这个两下要归成一体。
To reconcile both into one.
这两下借着他能够被一个圣灵所感动。
And they will be moved by the same spirit.
让我们可进到父神的面前。
So we have access to the Father.
弟兄姊妹可能。说我头大了。
Brother and sister, maybe my head is getting too big.
我希望你们不要觉得头大。
I hope that your head is not getting too big.
当这个时候需要向你祷告说神啊，求主开我属灵的耳朵。
At this time is the time we need to pray, open my spiritual ears.
开我属灵的眼睛。
To open my spiritual eyes.
开我的心窍。
To open my heart.
让我能够明白。
So that I can understand.
我相信有许多不明白的地方。
I think that there are a lot of places we don't understand.
但是我们需要祷告。
But we need to pray.
我想，可能我再没有机会再把这样的信息再重说一遍。
Maybe I won't have opportunity to speak of this kind of message again.
因为神有很多的话要等着你们。
Because there are many words that God is waiting for.
但是我觉得这是非常重要的。
But I feel like this is so important.
我父爱我，因我将命舍去。
My father loves me because I laid down my life.
好再取回来。
So that I can take it up again.
我有权柄舍去，我有权柄舍拿取回来。
I have the authority to lay down and authority to pick it up again.
他是生命。
He is life.
他也是复活。
He is resurrection.
他是生命在我，复活也在我。
He said, I am the life and I am the resurrection.
他若是不上十字架，你我没有救恩，没有救赎。
We won't have the salvation if he has not gone up to the cross.
他若是不上十字架，他不能够显明哪一个生命的大能。
He cannot reveal the power of his life if he has not gone up to the cross.
不能够显明哪一个复活的大能。
He cannot reveal that power of the resurrection.
他若是不愿意受了第一切的凌辱，他就没有办法显明哪个神的荣耀。
And if he had not taken all these chains, then he cannot reveal his power.
弟兄姊妹, 这是基督徒的路。
This is the way of Christians.
十字架和复活。
The cross and the resurrection.
他的死和复活。
His death and resurrection.
但愿圣灵向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit speak to us.
我不愿意跟你们更深的意思再去解释。
I don't want to explain deeply into this.
但愿把耶稣的话记在心里。
But remember the word of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我父爱我。
My Father loves me.
因我将命舍去。
Because I lay down my life.
父的爱和子的顺服。
The love of the Father and the obedience of the Son.
我们要更多的领受父神的爱。 我们也必须要完全的顺服。
If we want more love from the Father, we must obey more.
我们若是完全的顺服, 我们就可以得着了,领受了更多的父神的爱。
If we can submit completely, then we will receive more love from the Father.
借着耶稣基督叫我们合而为一。
That we can be united as one through our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再没有阶级之分。
There is no class difference.
我们再没有彼此那个之分。
And there is no difference between you and I.
我们都称为弟兄姊妹。
We will be called brothers and sisters.
因为我们是从一位父而生的。
Because we were born from one father.
我们得了父神的恩典。
We receive the grace of the Father.
不但这样的, 我们给其他的民族, 犹太人, 我们也没有分别。
Not only so, we have no difference to the Jews.
但是不是我们不分,
and not that we are not distinguishing.
乃是我们的主, 他要带另外一群的羊, 把从圈里的羊带出来, 成了一群。
Yes, our Lord wants to take the other fold of the sheep and take out the sheep from the sheep pen and put them as one flock.
他成了我们的大牧人。
He becomes our chief shepherd.
我们都在他带领之下。
We are all under his guidance.
有一天我们要看到,
one day we will see
神的帐幕在人间。
The tabernacle of God dwells among people.
他要与人同住。
He will dwell among people.
虽然在新天新地新耶路撒冷, 哪一个街道是黄金的, 玻璃是那个水晶的, 但是仍然有一个帐幕在新耶路撒冷的城里。
Even in the New Jerusalem, there's a street of gold and crystal, but yet there will still be a tabernacle. We will see the dwelling of God.
因为神的本意乃是他的帐幕要在人间。
Because the purpose of God is that His tabernacle will be among us.
他要与我们同住。
That He will dwell among us.
他要擦干我们一切的眼泪。
He will wipe out all our tears.
再没有疾病。
There will be no more. No
再没有痛苦。
There will be no more suffering.
因为一切都要过去。
Because all these will pass.
他不单是帐幕在我们的当中。
Not only He dwell among us.
他做我们的牧者。
He will become our shepherd.
在那样的一个辉煌荣耀的城里面, 他仍然做你我的牧者，带领我们。
In this glorious city, He will still be our shepherd.
我们不得不说他是一个大牧人。
We have to say that He is the chief shepherd.
但愿我们愿意来跟随。
May we are willing to, may we want to follow him.
你愿意跟随他吗?
Are you willing to follow him?
你只要说主啊，我听见你的声音，我愿意跟随你。
All you have to say, Lord, I heard your voice. I'm willing to follow you.
我跟随你到底。
I will follow you to the end.
我想在我的节目单里面有写几个圣经。
I think in the bulletin I have written down a few verses.
我想希望你们再回去好好的去查去读。
I hope that you will go read it when you take it back home.
在这里，希伯来书第十三章二十节说到，他是群羊的帐幕。In
Hebrews 13:20, it says that he's talking about he is the great shepherd of the sheep.
在彼得前书第二章二十四节二十五节是说到，牧灵魂的牧人。And
in 1 Peter 2:25, that he's the shepherd of the souls.
在 彼得前书第五章第二节到第四节说到是荣耀的那一个牧长显现的时候。
Peter 5 from 2 verse 2 to 4 talk about when the chief shepherd appears. He is our chief shepherd. He is the shepherd of our souls. And he is the chief shepherd. Not only in the chief shepherd of the individual, and also the chief shepherd for the whole world. But I want to say one more thing here.
他是要归一个羊群，归一个群，归一个牧人。
That to become one flock under one shepherd.
你们想想这个耶稣的话有没有讲究？
And do you think there's a lot of meaning in this?
耶稣的话一个字也不能差。
Oh, not only one word can be different.
我想我们常常唱一首诗歌说，把我们领回归入羊圈。
And we sing that this song that take us all back to the sheep pen.
也是说不是要把另外的羊合成一群以后领回到羊圈的里面。
Our Lord did not say that to take the other sheep, become one flock, and take it back into the sheep pen.
他要全了一群。
But to become one flock.
是不是圈乃是群。
It's not just a sheep pen, but a flock.
这一个圈是有范围的。
The sheep pen does a boundary.
圈乃是需要哪个牧人把它先带出来。
But the sheep pen, the shepherd must take them out first.
但是群乃是归在牧羊，跟着牧羊的意志走。
But the flock will follow the shepherd.
牧羊到哪里，牧人在哪里，羊也到哪里，跟到哪里。
Wherever the shepherd is, the flock will be.
哪一个牧人呢，成了羊的门。
And the sheep shepherd will become the gate for the sheep.
他说，我就是门。
He said, I am the gate.
到我这里来的，我就是门，从我进来的必然得救。
I am the gate, those who enter through me will have
并且出入的草吃。
And then they will have pasture as they go in and out.
我另外要多说几句。
I just want a few more sentences.
弟兄姊妹，教会的带领不是一个狭制的带领。
The guidance of the church is not under control.
不管以后你要做传道人。
Regardless if you are going to be a minister,
不管以后你要做长老,
or you will be an elder,
不管你以后要在教会里有一个好好的侍奉,
or you have some ministry in the church,
不是把人带进羊圈的里面,
not to take people into a sheep pen,
乃是把人带到羊群的里面,
but to take them to the flock,
跟着我们的主耶稣,
to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
真是得到了释放，
to be really free,
得到了自由，
to be, to have the freedom.
这个自由是真理叫我们得到的自由，
the freedom comes from the truth.
这个自由乃是神的儿子叫我们得到的自由，
and this freedom comes from the Son of God.
这个自由乃是圣灵叫我们得到的自由，
and this freedom comes from the Holy Spirit.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们正是 只有伏在你的面前。
Dear Lord, that we can only bow down before you.
主啊，你的话是何等的甜美。
Your words are so sweet.
你的话是何等的真实。
And your words are so true.
虽然我们有所不了解。
Even though we may not understand sometimes.
但是你的话仍然成了我们永远的道路。
And but your words have become our eternal way.
我们在你的面前恳求主，
Lord, we come before you and pray to you.
主啊，把你智慧和启示的灵赏给我们，
to give us the wisdom and the spirit of revelation.
叫我们真认识你，
so that we can truly know you.
也叫我们能够认识我们的主耶稣基督，
to know our Lord Jesus Christ.
并且认识主耶稣基督为至宝，
to know our Lord Jesus as the most precious.
甚至我愿意舍弃一切，
even to the point I will lay down everything.
我丢弃万事， 为要得着了基督，
to put away everything so that I can have Christ.
说在这里保守这许许多多爱你的弟兄姊妹。
Lord, preserve all those brothers and sisters who love you.
叫他们在侍奉的时候不至于落空。
So that they will not go in vain in the ministry.
我们在这里也恳求主，还没有得到你一些丰富的恩典，主啊，让我们能够得到。
And also pray for those who have not received your grace yet, so that they may have it also.
一切都出于你。
And all things come from you.
我们也要把一切的荣耀都归给你。
We will also give you all the glory.
祝福你的教会。
Bless your church.
祝福你的儿女。
Bless your children.
祝福这许许多多愿意为你摆上。
Bless all those who are willing to sacrifice.
祝福这许多愿意跟随你行走道路的弟兄姊妹。
Bless all those who are willing to follow you.
不单是在我们的聚会的里面。
Not only in our meeting here.
也是在其他的别的聚会的里面。
But also in other meetings.
让我们真是在你的里面合而为一。
So that we can be united truly in you.
我们能够合而为在你的爱的里面。
To be united in your love.
因为只有爱能够叫我们合一。
Because only through love we can have.
也叫我们能够行在你的善道的上面。
So that we can walk among your good ways.
我们将你恳求的祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的。
We plead and pray before you in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
诗歌本469首，469 Hymn number 469，翻到我们请一起起立，我们唱诗，然后我们有一起祷告的时间。